Well, as many of you know, we have the privilege of having some guests with us this evening who share about the ministry that that God has called them to. But just before we get there, Pastor Mark shared with us this morning about Andrew and his faithfulness and his wisdom and how he was faithful to bring others to Christ. And for each of us, that is our calling. When we are called to be disciples and followers of Christ, we are called to bring others to Christ as well. So just read quickly back to the passage we looked at this morning in John. And it says, again, the next day John was standing with two of his disciples. He looked at Jesus as he walked and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him speak and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What do you seek?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him on that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He found first his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which translated means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas," which translated means Peter. Jan and Anna Franca have been called to introduce others to Christ, and they are going to share that with us this evening. Just by way of introduction, Jan and Anna Franca were born and raised in multicultural Eastern Europe, where they came to Christ, got married, and started Christian ministry. Anna was involved in Christian radio and the ladies' ministry. Jan became a traveling pastor, helping 25 churches to evangelize and grow. In 2004, they moved to Canada when Jan accepted the call to pastoral ministry at Grace Baptist Church of Windsor as associate pastor for Czechoslovakian and South Slavic ministry. Anna worked a secular job for 10 years, helping mentally and physically challenged people. Their passion for lost in Eastern Europe never faded. After 14 years, they experienced a call for a church planting ministry in Serbia and Slovakia. In 2017, they joined ABWE Canada and currently are working on pre-field ministry. Being part of Live Global, a group inside the ABWE, they are partnering with local ministries in Slovakia and Serbia to accomplish their ministry vision. And with that, I'll call up Jan and Anna Franca.
Good evening. This is indeed a privilege for us to be with you this evening. We are thankful to Pastor Taylor, and from the other side, sorry not to see him tonight, for introducing us to his church. Thank you, Paul, as well, for communication during the emails, and the missions committee as well, as for an invitation to present the call and the vision that Lord put on our heart to go and spread the gospel in Serbia and Slovakia. It was March this year when we met with Pastor Taylor and have a delicious lunch in the church, and it was more like a Thanksgiving dinner, more than lunch. And after lunch, we joined the seniors' meetings. Maybe some of you been there, so maybe you saw us there. In August, we have been in the induction service at Botville, and we have met a new pastor, Paul von Kesteren. I don't know if I'm pronouncing correctly. And his father, as we learned, he's attending this church. I don't know if he's here, maybe tonight. Nope. We learned from Pastor Tyler about the legacy of Forest Baptist Church. From the very beginnings, this church was mission-orientated and obedient to the Great Commission to go and to go to the unreached people, live among them, tell them, and practically show them gospel. Because of such a legacy, we are honored and privileged to stand before you tonight. I'm trying to move one slide. May you help me to move next slide? Oops. I would like to read or to take just part of the Gospel of Luke, verses 26 to 39, a few moments from this passage to share a little bit about the story, what's happened here. In the opening verses of the chapter, Luke named a few Jesus' followers. Mary from Magdala, out of whom came seven demons, but one of them. Those people healed from the power of Satan were one of the best evangelists because they knew what they were and what they experienced. They understand the essence of spiritual warfare. Let's point several key words in this text. The first one is a windstorm. Jesus said in verse 22, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." And a windstorm came down on the lake. Lake of Galilee is much smaller comparing to Lake Erie, let's say. And it's just hard to believe that in a small lake there was so big waves. But have in mind that they were just in a boat, not a ship. That was a small boat. And other story might be interesting as well. Even today, the storms like in Jesus' time are happening on the Lake of Galilee. The text says that then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And this happened instantly, not just in a period of 2 hours. Notice the authority of Jesus Christ. He's above his creation. Nature is obeying Jesus' word. It looks like somebody wanted to stop Jesus from going to another site, to another town on that shore. Verse 27. There met him a certain man. In Jesus' time, a small percentage of Israelites lived there. But Jesus wanted to go there and preach the gospel, even the smaller number of people, Israelites. The word met is very soft for this situation. Literally, he stood into Jesus' way, trying to block Jesus to go into town. That was exact Satan's purpose from the beginning, to stop God's plan of salvation. Satan is using even today his power to keep for himself cities, areas, even whole countries. Satan brings many good ideas on how a modern church should use its energy rather than proclaiming gospel to lost people. Verse 28, "You, Jesus, Son of the Most High God," was the words of those demons. It is fascinating to see that demons knew exactly who Jesus was. They gave him proper title, Son of the Most High God. What a tragedy to see God's enemy knew his name. But his disciples, only an hour ago probably, couldn't get it who he was. After Jesus calmed wind and water, they said to each other, "Who can this be? For he commands even the winds and water, and they obey him." There is a power in a name, and there is a power in Jesus' name especially. Demons knew Jesus' name, but not for their salvation, but for their judgment. And verse 30. What is your name? Jesus asked with divine authority, and demons revealed their name. By doing that, they accepted Jesus' authority about them. Mary Magdalene was possessed by seven demons. This man by 7,000. Demonism is one of the biggest obstacles for gospel in Serbia. Our prayer is to break those chains by bringing word of God and the power of salvation in knowing God. And verse 37, they ask him to depart from them. What a tragedy. Their decision was not made merely by the loss of the swine. It was more than money. Their decision was more than just money. They wanted to keep the power of the demons. They were scared that Jesus would turn their town upside down. Verse 39. Jesus said, return to your own house and tell what a great things God has done for you. They closed the door for Jesus, but Jesus left his light with this man. Even if the man had not chance to speak at all, his presence was a living testimony. Our goal in ministry to Serbia and Slovakia is not to make people better, to feel better, not even to transform community, but to bring the gospel by proclaiming Jesus as the only way to God. The gospel will make people better, and gospel will transform communities. With this said, we are going to introduce ourselves and a ministry. So who we are? We are Canadians with Slovak ethnic background. And as was mentioned in the introduction, we were raised in former Yugoslavia. We grew up in bilingual society and got education in both languages, Slovak and Serbian. Both languages, cultures, histories, and religions are known to us. We don't need additional time for transition learning these things.
Jan was 16 when he came to Christ and 17 when he received the call to the Lord's ministry. He was very active in his church as a young lay preacher, Sunday school teacher, and youth leader. His desire to study theology came true at the age of 29, never it's too late. He went to study to Evangelical Theological Seminary in Slovakia. In September 1998, we got married, and in 2000, our son Benjamin was born, and a month later, Jan obtained his master's degree. Afterwards, he served as a traveling preacher in the northern province of Serbia. And while being still on a seminary in Slovakia, Grace Baptist Church from Windsor addressed him a few calls, offering him the position of associate pastor or associate Slavic pastor after his graduation. In 2004, he finally accepted the invitation, and for the last 15 years, he served at Grace mostly to Slovak and ex-Yugoslav people.
Anna came to Christ at the age of 7, and her role model was her grandfather, who was an evangelist. She studied nursing and Bible theology in Vienna. After graduating, Anna went back to Yugoslavia and worked as a nurse. In 1991, she left her nursing career, went to work for freshly established Christian Evangelistic Center, to work in Christian radio, youth club, and ladies, Spinwheel Evangelist Gatherings. This ministry was funded through the New Testament Pocket League. We came to Canada exclusively because of the ministry, not knowing are we going to stay here for good or the Lord will call us back one day. After 15 years pastoring at Grace Baptist Church in Windsor, the Lord directed us back to Europe. We have experienced the Lord's call to shift our ministry to Serbia and Slovakia. We contacted firstly CBM as our denomination agency, mission agency, telling them about God's call, and CBM unfortunately had to decline us because right now they are not focusing on Europe, but other continents like Asia, Africa, and probably South America. Then we turned to another Baptist mission agency, ABWE Canada, across border for world evangelism, and were accepted as their missionaries in July 2017. ABWE is a mission agency that, combined with its U.S. counterpart, ABWE International, has more than 85 years of experience helping missionaries start relevant, effective, creative, and adaptable ministry in more than 70 countries.
First of all, we are called to the unreached people or nation of Serbia. What for? To plant churches through street literature evangelism and media evangelism. Before introducing the ministry, let us watch a video about Serbia. The Serbian kingdom obtained recognition from Rome and Byzantium. In the Middle Ages, it became subjugated to the Ottoman Empire. After liberating themselves, the Kingdom of Serbia was re-established. In 1918, the state of Slovenes and Croats joined the Serbian kingdom, and later, when the rest of the South Slavs decided to join the monarchy, the state was renamed the Kingdom of Yugoslavia. After Second World War, Yugoslavia became the Socialistic Federative Republic with communistic system and Marshal Tito her president. In 1991, the horrible civil war broke out between three republics, Serbia, Croatia, Bosnia, and three religions, Orthodox, Catholic, and Muslim. Today, Serbia is the Democratic Republic with 7 million inhabitants. The main religion is Serbian Orthodoxy, 84.5%, and evangelicals are just about 0.15%. The flame of the Reformation never reached the Orthodox East, and God's word has never been rediscovered and preached. Tradition based on paganism, mysticism, superstition, occultism, and witchcraft was and is preached and practiced. Belgrade, the capital, has a populace of nearly 3 million people, but only 8 tiny evangelical churches. Central and South Serbia are in spiritual darkness. As communists once were, so today the Orthodox Church constitutes the biggest enemy of evangelism. Here are a few people that Serbs are proud of. Constantine the Great was born in Niš, today the third largest city in Serbia. Nikola Tesla, the greatest inventor in modern history, was a Serb. Tesla was physicist, electrical and mechanical engineer, who is best known for his design of the modern alternating current electricity supply system and the first AC hydroelectric power plant at Niagara Falls. The father of wireless technology, the greatest philanthropist ever. He wanted energy free of any charge for all the people of the world. Wall Street didn't like this idea, and Tesla died poor and forgotten. Mileva Maric, Serbian mathematician, the Albert Einstein's first wife. She was the only woman among Albert's fellow students at Zurich Department of Mathematics and Physics. They married against the will of their families, had two sons, and divorced in 1919. Mileva entered Einstein's life in a crucial period of his scientific achievements and helped significantly in his endeavor. Vlade Divac, a Serbian professional basketball executive and former player who played in NBA over 1,000 games. Novak Djokovic, a Serbian professional tennis player who was number one player for 4 years. Street literature evangelism in Serbia. Could you imagine that in the Christian country, cities sized like Sarnia or London has not a single evangelical church? Is it possible? It is. As the Reformation never took place in Orthodox Church, the Bible stayed buried under a layer of tradition and was not preached to people at all. We have a vision of reaching these people of Serbia with the gospel of Jesus Christ by equipping a larger vehicle for street literature evangelism, taking out to the streets, squares, Bibles, New Testament, single gospels, different Christian books, brochures, pamphlets, video materials to the Serbian cities, towns, and villages. Life in Serbia is very socialized, very different than in the United States and Canada. They live their lives outdoor in the same degree as indoor. So life is happening on the streets, on the squares, you know, it's hard to imagine. By setting up our stand, we will raise interest among passersby and we'll seek opportunity to talk with them, sharing the gospel on one-on-one. According to their attention, we'll provide them with a valuable free literature, DVDs, introduce them to our website and to the way, like cell phones, emails, the way how to contact us. This is idea how we are, at least for the beginning, because we don't know this southern part of Serbia, so with this vehicle, we will be traveling down. First year, definitely. Second year, we will seek a place where to settle down, and then in Serbia around. I mean, we will cover all that. It's 4 million people. Taking this literature to the markets, squares, forefronts, farmers' markets. I just want to mention that 2 years ago when we visited Serbia and we were screening like where are missionaries settled and where is a try to plant church, we went to a very central part of Serbia, to a city of Paracin, and church planter there told us how difficult it was to start church. When they moved to Paracin, at night, at dark, And spiritual entity appeared to Zdenka, to wife of Krešo, and telling, city of Parachin, I'm not going to give you. It belongs to me. And they had so big and constant oppression at the field. Now, after 17 years of sharing gospel, trying to bring people to Christ, finally a Baptist church is formed, is established. And it's, 15 members. That's a big success. People, hallelujah, that's a big success. For ages, there were no evangelicals. 15 people are born again now there, and they are sharing gospel with their families and friends. So we will seek to visit those who will contact us and attempt to have a small, one-on-one, two-on-one Bible study with them. The vehicle that we will have will be accommodated to that purpose, and then we will follow them up to the point when they understand the way of salvation and challenge them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Our main goal is to bring people to Christ, help them grow in the knowledge of the Lord, to plant churches, and to teach new born-again Christians personal evangelism so they can multiply them.
Street literature evangelism would be able to do from May, maybe till September, end of September, months of warm weather. During the winter months, we will be work on follow-up with individuals and especially media ministry. There are three aspects of media ministry. The first one is online Christian radio Logos in Slovakia. 3 years ago, Milan Hudec, the chief editor of Logos Radio, has faced serious health issues. And at the same time, the cost of broadcasting has enormously increased and had to come to the closure. Later, when Milan had recovered, he called upon us and asked us for help to restart Logos Radio. He asked for financial support and assistance in providing radio materials. You can imagine how much material is needed for online radio 24/7 to cover all that hours. As I have mentioned, Anna worked at Christian radio ministry during the civil war in Yugoslavia. Her radio messages portfolio was introduced to the editor of Logos Radio, and he liked the style, and listeners liked it as well. Later, he asked for more messages, and?
But they were no more. Why not, he asked. Because I'm working now and progressing in my secular career. I worked for Community Living Windsor, with intellectually and physically challenged people for 10 years. In the next email, he wrote something like this. Dear Anna, I am sure in Canada many people can do your job, but there, here in Slovakia, I have none right now who can produce such radio materials. Don't you see? The gift was given to you for a purpose, to use it for the building of God's kingdom. And you have put it aside. Ouch. Slavic people can be very direct. But That was the time when I was not feeling well and diagnosed with advanced gastroesophageal ulceration and erosion, also diabetes and problems with backbone. And so family doctor and internist told me that I should give up my career as support professional. It was harsh. And we prayed, and during our prayer times, we recognized that actually God is trying to communicate something to us. So I resigned and took the time to recover.
In summer of 2018, we went to Slovakia with financial help and met with the editor and the team and work on restarting the radio. It is by God's grace and His providence that Logos Radio is back since September 2018. And speaking of Slovakia, we prepare also even shorter video about the peoples of Slovakia, if we can see it right now.
The earliest history of Slovaks dates from the 5th century AD, but the first real political entity was the Great Moravian Empire in the 7th century, which was destroyed and became subject for the next 1,000 years to the Hungarian Empire. In 1918, a newly independent country of Czechoslovakia was formed with American President Woodrow as the important advocate of this new state. In 1968, the Russians invaded Czechoslovakia and ran its Soviet-style government till 1989, when the Soviet era came to an end and Czechoslovakia became a democratic state. In 1993, the Czechs and Slovaks decided to separate and became two independent countries. Slovakia is today the country right in the heart of Europe, the country of castles. It has a population of over 5 million. The capital is Bratislava. In the 16th century, the Reformation reached the land of the Slovaks and they became overwhelmingly Protestant. But after the strong counter-reformation, most of the territory reverted to Catholicism. Today, 62% of the population is Catholic, 6.9% Protestant, and just about 0.3% evangelical.
As you may maybe notice, the background music is not Christian. There is no Christian tunes, but it's ethnic, their national music. It's how they doing. So next very short video, it's about Logos Radio. Same year we visited Logos Radio and chief editor, and here are a few pictures in a slideshow about this Logos Radio.
Príjemný štart do nového dňa s rannou kávou Rádio Logos.
Raz ďalekej cesty som vrátil sa domov, tam, kde sa vraciam tak rád. Ku známym hlasom na šumeniu stromov, tak ako po mnohokrát. Tu synček môj maličký odhodil hračky, keď zbadal ma na prahu stát.
Na našej webovej stránke www.radiologos.sk. Ďakujeme vám.
The second aspect of the media ministry will be production of video clips in Serbian language. Videos with exegetic and evangelistic and apologetic content. It will be connected to our website as we are planning to finishing, which will be a significant help to the street literature evangelism and to follow up with people who will show up interest in hearing the gospel. The third aspect of media ministry will be translating and publishing Christian books and DVDs into the Serbian and Slovak language. I have one example. 10 years ago, we started translating the DVDs from Our Daily Bread. They have a great production from Day of Discovery. Does anybody know about it? Day of Discovery from Our Daily Bread. Great ministry recorded in Israel with the biblical messages. So we translated last 10 years, probably 25 pieces of video with several episodes, right, to the both languages. It was a great mission here in Canada, but also over there in Serbia and Slovakia. Also, Our Daily Bread, they are producing great booklets. Discovery Series, one of my favorite booklets on a variety of topics, and that will be great help as well for street evangelism ministry. We want to continue translating and choosing some new topics which will be suitable for that moment.
What we are doing now, we are in a pre-field period. So Jan still works as a part-time associate pastor at Grace Baptist Church. This is his third service today. He's also doing most of the pre-field work of contacting churches, pastors, mission committees, phoning, emailing, posting, sending promotion materials, then arranging appointments for a meeting with pastors, like in March we had with Pastor Tyler, or mission committees to interview us in order to set dates for presenting the ministry at church. I work on searching for suitable written materials in Slovak language, then adopting it to the radio style, reading it. I also write messages, then recording it. And the technical part belongs to this man. Then he wipes up my mistakes, my coughings, edits it, and sends it to chief editor of Logos Radio in Slovakia.
We are here telling you the needs and opportunities to challenge you to become our prayer partners. How can you pray for us? Pray that we will be fully funded by March 2020. That's our prayer and our goal. And to move to Serbia in May 2020. And praise the Lord, presently we are at 81% of monthly support. Pray for our health. I'm a cancer survivor. In 2011, it was not a very good year for me. And pray that we may stay physically, mentally, and spiritually fit to accomplish the call. Pray for our son Benjamin. He's studying at St. Clair College, public relations. He's moving with us to Serbia. A few people already ask us, even here, is he going with you? Yes, he is. He's moving with us. He was 4 when we moved to Serbia. When we moved to Canada. And this is his home country. And he doesn't speak Serbian at all. Slovak, a little bit. But Serbian, no. Pray for Logos Radio team for inspiration and leading of the Holy Spirit while preparing radio messages. Please pray for people of Serbia. They are an unreached nation for gospel. Remember the low percentage. Remember the low percentage of Baptists in Serbia. It was mentioned in a video clip. 0.15%. Least of it are Serbs. Most evangelicals are Slovak churches, some Hungarian and Romanian Baptist churches, but least are Serbian. We are raising funds for the Bibles, Christian literature, and the small RV. If someone would like to help, please let us know and we'll share with you how you can help us. If you would like to receive our newsletters, stop at our table there, sign up, sign your email address or contact, and we will be very happy to send you our newsletter and our prayer requests and praises. What is Lord doing in a field in Serbia and Slovakia. We have also several promotional materials. We have our brochure, our prayer card. Be free to take one, or if you have any question, please stop there, and we'll be glad to talk to you. Thank you very much for your time and bearing with us.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jan and Anna, for sharing with us. It's always amazing to me to hear how many people groups in the world still are mostly unreached and have such a small church outreach in the nation. And so it's discouraging, but also encouraging to hear that God is continuing to build His church and to call people to ministry all over the world. When we were first introduced through Pastor Tyler to Jan and Anna, it was mentioned to them that us as a church is not going to be taking them on as support at this time. But both the missions committee, Pastor Tyler and myself, were encouraged by the ministry that they are going to be involved in. And so we thought it was worthy and good to have them come and share with us so that we can, one, be in prayer for them in their ministry and the work that God has called them to, but also if there are individuals within the church who feel the Lord leading to support them financially as well as in prayer, then we wanted to provide that opportunity to do so. So if you do have any questions or want further information, as they mentioned, they're going to be back at the Welcome Center. They've got a few pieces of material about their ministry back there, and I'm sure we'd be happy to answer any questions for us after the service. But before we leave, I'm going to call up Aaron as a member of the Missions Committee, and we would just like to, and Lenore, to close our service in a brief time of prayer for them, and then just ask the Lord's blessing upon this evening.